I will bless you. I will make your name great so that you will be a blessing. In the 19th century, a farmer, poor Scottish farmer, was doing his work and he heard screams coming from his plot of land. He ran out and found a young boy halfway stuck into the muck, into the bog. And bogs can kill people. He was struggling, and the boy could not get out. The farmer saved him, saved that boy. And then later on, it was either a day or two later, up to the family hovel, really, just a little Scottish house, came a very fancy horse-drawn carriage. And out stepped a very dapper man with a cane and found the Scottish farmer and said, I want to thank you for saving my son. He wanted to repay him. The Scottish farmer said, no, thank you. Any man should have done that. And just at that moment, out from the little, it would have been like an Irish-style stone whitewashed house, came the farmer's son. And the gentleman noticed him and said, let's make a deal. I, in Thanksgiving, will give your son the same education that my son is going to be getting. And I'm sure that if he's like you, good things will happen. Well, he accepted that deal. Later on, that son ended up going to university, St. Mary's in Cambridge, and discovered penicillin, Sir Alexander Fleming, all because his father saved a son. He was a blessing to a rich family, and then he ended up having a child who, of course, was blessed in return and blessed many others. Of course, that nobleman's son was Winston Churchill, who was then saved by penicillin as well later on. This whole idea of Abraham being blessed to be a blessing, that was not meant just for Abraham, that was meant for the chosen people, and frankly is meant for every single one of us. We are meant to be a blessing to others because you and I have been blessed. We have been. And we haven't just been saved from a bog. We haven't just been blessed with a good education or the talent to discover things. You and I have been blessed with faith in the true God. You and I have been blessed with belief in the commandments. They're helping us to be fulfilled. Just want to go through a couple things about this, and that is, you can't be a blessing to others unless you know you've been blessed. You cannot. How can you and I be a blessing to others as God intends unless you and I first and realize, my goodness, I have been blessed. And I mean beyond, I'm blessed with life. Okay, if you're here, we're all still blessed with life. But I mean that unique blessing of being a follower of God, as Abraham was blessed because of his faithfulness to God, his belief, his trust. Again, do you believe in the efficacy of the commandments? In the Transfiguration, Jesus chose two figures. And one of them was Moses, the giver of the law. In a world where people are going down the trap of relativism, of you know, situational ethics? Do you and I believe in the unchanging truth of God? In commands that are imperative, that are claiming something from us morally, that they are not just willy-nilly something from God, they're not just randomly picked out by us or the church, but they're literally from the very nature, the being of God. These commandments are literally from God, meant for our fulfillment and happiness. Do you and I adequately realize that we're blessed with this? We don't need to go down the path of, you know, the path of hard knocks, learning from experience. We've been given it. That's a blessing. Or how about the blessing of forgiveness in Christ? The blessing of knowing that our sins are being forgiven, have been forgiven, and can be forgiven. The blessing that there truly is a Savior. And in fact, then we are a blessing to others because we can give hope. We can give hope that prayer is something that aligns us with God. We can give hope to others when we set the example that just as Abraham had to be willing to sacrifice something, we show others, yes, life is a test. Life is a test, and this means passing the test of valuing God more than something you have. That is a way in which you and I can give hope to others. Because we believe in God's plan, we can give hope to others that they can trust in God's plan. When we witness to love and forgiveness to others, we're giving others hope because they see that love exists, that sacrificial love is alive and well, that it gives happiness and fulfillment. So my brothers and sisters, I invite you, think of the ways in which you've been blessed. And again, go ahead, if some of them are material, that's great. But how have you been blessed to be a blessing? Like Sir Alexander Fleming. Blessed with an education because his father was kind enough to save a rich man's son. And then he was a blessing in return to all of humanity. How have you been blessed, and how are you called to be a blessing? I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. And all the communities of the earth shall find blessing in you.